You're listening to Spill Those Thoughts with me, Leo Tafoya. And welcome back to another wonderful episode of Spill Those Thoughts. We are on episode 3. It has been 3 weeks that we have been doing this. This is crazy. It's flown by. It actually has flown by. But I have been enjoying it so much. So I look forward to sitting down every week and spilling my thoughts with you guys. I hope that you guys have been enjoying these episodes as well. Welcome. If you are new, if this is the first time you're listening to my podcast, welcome to Spill Those Thoughts. We are happy to have you here. I am happy to have you here. I hope that you find this podcast entertaining or you take something out or take something from it. Take something out. You take something from it. And yeah, if you are, oh, there goes Mia, my dog. You'll probably be able to hear this in the recording. Anyways, but if you are not new and you have been listening since episode 1, which has only been 2 episodes ago, welcome back. Yeah, like I said, it's flown by. Those 3 weeks that I've been uploading these 3 episodes is crazy. Today is Thursday, so this episode is going up tomorrow. I keep recording these the night before because y'all, it's busy. My weeks have been busy. On that topic, I was thinking about how last week felt like an eternity. So, like, I just felt like last week was not ending. Like, it was just going and going and going. But for some reason, this week has flown by. I don't know if that's y'all as well. Okay. There goes a loud car outside. Guys, I'm recording a podcast. Can we get silence on set, please? Silence on set. We're recording. Anyways, yeah, last week felt like forever, but this week for some reason flew by. I think it's probably because last week, since I started my job last week, it's like I was getting into that routine. This week I'm in it now, so it's going by really fast, which is honestly kind of great because sitting in front of a computer for like 8 hours a day is kind of draining. I know that sounds stupid because there's people out there doing actual laboral work, like hands-on doing stuff, which is so much more exhausting than sitting in front of a computer. But like, it hurts your eyes and you just feel tired. But yeah. I'm recording this the day before it's uploaded. I just got home probably like an hour ago. It's 9 o'clock right now. Well, not exactly nine. It's 9:14. But I just got home like an hour ago. Got home, I showered right away, and I was like, I need to get on the grind. Today's episode might be a little shorter too because I forgot my computer charger at work, which means my computer has enough charge to make it through this recording, but it could possibly end up dying and I might have to cut it short. But what was it? Oh yeah, how I just got home a little while ago because I was at my school. Literally after work, I go straight to my school every day to do stuff. It's so much, but it's not too bad. But today I went because there was an event and I was gonna help out with it. So I just got back from that, which was really great. And yeah, right now my family, well, my mom and my dad and my sister's over here right now. They're in the living room watching a movie. So if you hear background noise, besides my dog and those loud cars outside, if you hear background noise, that is my family out there watching a movie. Ever since I started working too, my sisters have been coming over so much more. Is that a sign that they don't like me? Hold up. No, I'm just playing. They're here pretty often, but I they've been coming over a lot more. So I'm like, what's going on there? Do y'all not want to see me? Okay, rude. No, but yeah, so they're over there watching a movie, and I don't even know what they're watching. It's like there's like guns involved and like action. Movies. I don't like action movies. Like, okay, I'll sit and watch some, maybe like Marvel and stuff, but when it comes to like straight, like if it's a movie where like there it's like lots of talking and guns and violence and cars and explosions, no thank you, I need a refund. No thank you, I need a refund. But if it's like a magical movie where there's like powers and magic and witches and wizards and superheroes that are like cool, like Marvel, like Wanda, oh I love WandaVision, I love WandaVision, I love Disney movies, Pixar movies, Studio Ghibli movies. I freaking love Studio Ghibli movies. They are so freaking good. If you have never watched them, it's like a anime movie, but it's like, okay, there's like two different kinds of animes in my head. So anime like Hunter, is it Hunter x Hunter, My Hero Academia, Naruto, stuff like that. That's a different kind of anime, or One Piece and stuff like that. The kind of anime I like is Studio Ghibli, where like, I don't know if y'all have seen those, like there's like edits of these movies, like it's like aesthetic looking food, like it looks so freaking good, and the way that the movie is, those movies are so good. My favorite from that studio is Spirited Away. Ugh, I love that movie, which is where Billie Eilish got the name for her song Chihiro, because Chihiro is the name of the main character for that movie. Anyways, I love Spirited Away. The Secret World of Airy Eddie. Ugh, so good. Ponyo. Oh my gosh, Ponyo. I love Ponyo. It's so freaking good. But yeah, I like those kinds of movies. Not really much of an action guy. I like mystery. I do like mystery. Or like crime. I guess that kind of falls into action. But when I say crime, I mean like more so like a crime was committed and there's like this crazy mystery going on involved with, what's it called? Knives Out. Oh my gosh, I love that movie. Knives Out is so good. It's like a mystery, almost, it's a murder mystery, almost like comedy. It kind of plays on like if you guys ever have played Clue, it's sort of like that, where it's like this family and somebody was murdered and they've hired a detective and everybody's stuck in this house and they're trying to figure out who was the killer. It's so good. It has crazy, like, I'm not going to spoil it, but if you want to watch it, definitely go watch it. I don't know where it's available, but Knives Out, amazing. There's two now. There's one like Knives Out, the first one, and then Knives Out Glass Onion or something. That was not too bad, but I definitely prefer the first one. So good. Another one, and I think this next one. Oh, I love me. Oh, I love musicals. Wicked, Wicked. Y'all, I can go on about Wicked. Ooh, I love me some Wicked. Miss Ariana Grande. Oh. Actually, I'm going to type this down because I do not want to forget about this. I just thought about Ariana Grande and I just thought about the Grammys. We're talking about the Grammys on this episode because what the freak. Wicked. I love Wicked so freaking much. It's so freaking good. I want to watch it over and over and over again. And it's going to be on Peacock soon. So best believe I'm going to be watching it on there over and over and over again. But I was saying, oh, my all-time favorite movie of all time, like, it's a masterpiece like no other, is Everything, Everywhere, All at Once. Is it Everywhere, Everything, All at Once? It's Everything, Everywhere. Everything. Yeah, I was right because it's my favorite movie. Everything, Everywhere, All at Once. Ugh, that movie is so good. If you haven't watched it, I recommend it. It's not, I will say, it's definitely not a movie to watch with your parents, because there's a couple scenes in there where it's like, there's some stuff if you watch it, you'll know. But it's the message in this movie, everything about this movie is perfection. The soundtrack, the story, the character development, so freaking good. It's basically about this mom and her daughter, and they don't get along. And well, it's more about the whole family, because then there's issues with the mom and the husband. But basically, the mom discovers that there are parallel universes to us where different things occur, that different versions of you accomplish different things. Basically, the multiverse. And crazy thing. I remember when this movie was first coming out, and it was around that time that WandaVision was coming out as well. And I was during that time, I was watching WandaVision. I was obsessed with it. This is when the multiverse in Marvel was getting introduced. And I remember seeing a trailer for this, and I was like, what the crap? People just, they see something and they just want to copy what everybody else is doing. Like, this is stupid. This movie looks so freaking dumb. Biggest mistake I ever made, speaking too soon. I went to go watch it with my friend Kinsey in the movie theater. We were sitting there like in shock. Like, if you saw this movie in the theater, you know and understand the feeling of what it felt like to watch this in the theater. Like, it was crazy. But yeah, number one movie of all time is definitely Everything, Everywhere, All at Once. Cannot recommend it enough. So freaking good. It won Oscars and stuff, and it's so good. Anyways, moving on to the Grammys. Yes, the Grammys happened this past weekend, and let me just say, okay, it was a really good show. Like, they had it stacked and stacked with artists. Like, performances were 10 out of 10. The attendance was 10 out of 10. Nominations were, I'm going to give nominations an 8 out of 10, because they did my girl Ariana Grande very wrong by not giving her an Album of the Year nomination. Why? Eternal Sunshine, such a good freaking album. Oh my gosh, it was an amazing album. But, so yeah, nominations, an 8 out of 10, because they did Miss Ariana Grande wrong. Awards, 5 out of 10, 4.5 out of 10. Because, let's just say, okay, so, best new artist, Miss Chapel Roan, amazing, love her, love Chapel Roan. Her performance was amazing. She did Pink Pony Club, so, so freaking good. In that category there was a couple of people in there, but the more notable ones that I am more familiar with were obviously Chapel Roan. She won it. Sabrina Carpenter, Ray. Oh, I love Ray. So freaking good. Ray, Doechii, Benson Boone, and I can't remember who else. Oh, this other guy, Teddy Swims. I can't remember who else, but it was a toss-up. It was a clear toss-up between Gracie wow. Oh, my gosh. It's because I'm sorry. I'm staring. I'm literally looking over at my album wall and my vinyls, and I see Gracie Abrams is up there. I don't know. She was nominated, though, for Best New Artist last year. She didn't get it. Still very mad about that. Anyways, it was a clear toss-up between Chapel Roan and Sabrina Carpenter. It went to Chapel Roan. Amazing. I do feel bad for Sabrina Carpenter, because she so deserves it. But they both deserve it so much that either one is perfectly fine. Best Pop Vocal Album went to Miss Sabrina Carpenter for short and sweet. Woo! I love, love, love Sabrina Carpenter. She's amazing. And now that I think about it, I do not have that in vinyl. We'll be getting that soon. I actually really, really want that in vinyl. But yeah, she definitely deserved that. This was her first Grammys. Well, Grammys being nominated, I think. I'm not sure if these were the first Grammys she's been nominated, but it's the first time she's won Grammys, and I couldn't be happier for her because I just, amazing. So yeah, she won Pop Vocal Album and Pop Solo Performance for Espresso. Yes, 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 yes. Amazing. Love her. Okay, another girly that they did wrong. Billie Eilish. I am so mad. So mad because Billie Eilish deserved so many awards for Hit Me Hard and Soft. This album was incredibly 10 out of 10. 500 out of 10. It was so good. And Birds of a Feather was nominated for a couple things, a couple categories. It didn't win it. Actually, it was nominated for, let's see, I think it was nominated, yeah, it was nominated for Song of the Year. I think that it should have went to Birds of a Feather. It went to Not Like Us by Kendrick Lamar. And cute, Kendrick Lamar got his awards, but Billie Eilish deserved it. Birds of a Feather was such a good song, and it was everywhere. The songwriting on that song was phenomenal, and for the category Song of the Year, it's mainly it's heavily focused on the songwriting aspect of the song. It definitely deserved to go to Miss Billie Eilish for Birds of a Feather. And also Rap Album of the Year, or Rap Album, Best Rap Album, Miss Doechii. Period. Love Doechii. She's so good. It's so deserved. Let's see. Okay. I'm trying to name a couple of them. Oh, Best Pop Duo Group Performance, Die With a Smile, Lady Gaga. Woo! And Bruno Mars. Such a good song. So good. I definitely would have loved if Ariana Grande got that for The Boy Is Mine. Or, I'm going to hold it because I need to talk about Taylor and how they did her so wrong this year. But, or Us with Taylor Swift and Gracie Abrams. Or Guess by Billie Eilish and Charlie XCX. Those were so good. But I think Die With a Smile was a good choice. And then let's see. Okay. That brings us to album of the year, which went to Miss Cowboy Carter. Here's the thing. I am so happy for her. This is so long overdue for Beyonce because she's been nominated in this category what seems like a bajillion gajillion times, and they keep doing her wrong. Hold up one second. I have to get a sip of water. If you have water with you, take like 5 big sips. You got to stay hydrated, guys. So, she's been nominated a lot of times, and I do think that it was overdue, but I don't think that this year was the best year for her to win it. Do not come at me, please. Please do not come at me. If you are a part of her beehive, I think that's what her fans are called, the beehive or something like that. But I'm just not a big Beyonce fan. And I know Taylor Swift and Beyonce, there's a crossover world between them. There's like a history, you know, they support each other. We appreciate Beyonce, but I'm not a fan of her. And I feel like this category had some truly true albums of the year. Now, last year she was nominated for Album of the Year for Renaissance. If she would have gotten it for Renaissance, I think that would have made perfect sense. Because I heard, personally, I heard more hype and there was more buzz around, and there was more like traction around Renaissance than I have heard from Cowboy Carter. Might just be me because I'm not on the Beyonce side of social media, but well, besides like Texas Hold'em and 16 Carriages, that's about it. But on the other hand, in this category for Album of the Year, we have albums like The Rise and Fall of a Midwest Princess, Chapel Roan. Wow. She had a huge year. This album was everywhere. Most definitely deserved. Short and sweet. Amazing album. It did win Pop Vocal Album, which I think that for me personally, I think that it doesn't, it got what it Pop Vocal Album was perfect for Short and Sweet. Because Pop Vocal Album is what it is. So I think that's deserved there. But then we have an amazing album like Hit Me Hard and Soft by Billie Eilish that just, it's one of Billie's most amazing works. And like we saw last year in the, it was like a 2 years ago at the Grammys, I think. Whenever Happier Than Ever was nominated, we saw how she didn't get anything, and it just really, it touched her in a way that was like, you know, like, oh, this piece of work is not enough. I need to do better. And Happier Than Ever was an amazing album as is, but then she dropped Hit Me Hard and Soft, and we were like, whoa, this is so, so good. It's so good. So it definitely deserved, it would have deserved that for me, in my opinion, more than Cowboy Carter. Then Brat, oh my gosh. Okay, here's the thing. Brat for me was, it was that album last year. It was on replay, nonstop, constantly on in my AirPods, constantly everywhere in my car. It was the album of the year last year. Well, to an extent, because we're going to get to what I have to say. But do I think that it deserved Album of the Year? I don't know, because it's like, it's like a genre that I don't see being nominated for Album of the Year, but I love the diversity in genres now. It used to be like Album of the Year was, they almost all were the same genre. No, this year we have things from going everywhere. It's different. But then we have Miss Tortured Poets Department, Taylor Swift. She won last year, obviously, for Midnights, which just amazing. But this year, being nominated in this category and being the album that this album is, non-negotiable Album of the Year. The songwriting on this album, the message of this album, the fact that this album was so vital for her to write, it's so, ooh, whoa. Sorry, guys. I talked a little too close to the mic that I made some interference sound there. Hopefully this is still recording well. But I think that she so deserved Album of the Year this year, and I will fight to death for this woman. That sounds so stupid. I know that that's like so parasocial, but she has helped me out through so freaking much, and she is that comfort artist for me. If I cannot find comfort in any other artist, I know that I always have her music to go back to. And the fact that I've seen her live and the fact that I listen to her music and I understand her music and the way she presents it to us and everything that she does in such a I know what, you know, we as Swifties understand each other, you know? But I definitely think that this year, the toss-up was between either Billie Eilish or Taylor Swift. Non-negotiable. If either of those won, or Chapel Roan, I would have been content. Because those are truly albums of the year. Or if Ariana Grande's Eternal Sunshine was nominated, I would also root for that. But it was not nominated, which is so freaking messed up. So yes, you can fight me, you can come for me, but I don't think that album of the year this year was, I know that sounds like so mean, but like, I think that there was a better choice. I'm so happy for Beyonce. I am so happy for the album Cowboy Carter, because yes, this album was so, it's a country album at heart. Yes. And it has such a, it's so true to history, and she worked her butt off to cement her feet in this genre. She wanted it to be true to the country genre. There's a whole history with this album, you know, and they went through its thing where people were saying this album is not country, this and that, blah blah blah. And I'm so happy that she finally got her flowers and she finally got her Grammy for album of the year. But I just do not think that this album was the album for her to get it. If she got album of the year, it would have made so much more sense if it was either Renaissance or Lemonade when those were nominated. But again, the year that Lemonade was nominated was that year that Adele won for 25. I think that was an amazing choice because I love Adele. Ugh, I love Adele. But yeah, I think that some changes could have been made. Some different voting things could have been done differently. Especially for like categories like Album of the Year, Song of the Year. Yeah, just those probably. But yeah, overall, it was a great show. I loved the performances, the attendance. It was so good. Taylor's outfit, wow, amazing. 10 out of 10. Outfits were also really good. I love it so much. Okay, moving on from Grammys, we're going to move. I just thought about this, so I'm going to talk about this now that we're on like the awards. We're in the peak award season right now. And I just thought about the Oscars. Can we get a round of applause for Billie? Oh, wow. Oh, my gosh. The reason I said Billie is because she did an interview with her recently. Can we get a round of applause for Miss Ariana Grande getting nominated for an Oscar for Galinda for Wicked? Oh, my gosh. I'm going to clap right now. Woo! I am so happy. Ariana deserves that so freaking much. She poured her heart and soul and her entire being into this character, and she fully embodied Glinda for Wicked. And I am just so happy to see her get that recognition. And she so deserves that Oscar. Oh my gosh. Her and Cynthia Erivo. Cynthia was also nominated for an Oscar. Cynthia obviously was nominated for Best Actress in a Leading Role. And then Ariana was nominated for Best Actress in a Supporting Role. And I just think that they so deserve those Oscars, because this movie was just perfection 3000. It was so freaking good. And I don't know if Wicked was nominated for, let's see, Oscars nominations 2025. I don't know if it was nominated for like the big category, which is Film of the Year or something like that. I don't remember how they categorize Best Picture. It was, oh my gosh, for Best Picture this year, there's Anora, don't know what that is, The Brutalist, don't know what that is. A Complete Unknown, don't know what that is. Conclave, I've heard of that, have not watched it. Dune Part 2, the one with the big weird worm, that's all I've seen from that movie. Those like weird popcorn buckets, that's all I know. I haven't watched that one. Amelia Perez, okay. I'm Still Here, don't know what that is. Nickel Boys, don't know what that is. The Substance, I want to watch that one, but I watched like a recap video of it, and I basically, just by watching that, I like watched the whole movie because they explained it, and it explained literally everything, but I still kind of want to watch it. And Wicked, ugh, I'm so happy for them. This movie, they're nominated in so many categories. Production design, best picture, music, original score, makeup and hairstyling, film editing. Let's see. Costume design. What else? Actress in the supporting role is Ariana Grande. Actress in the leading role is Cynthia Erivo. Is Selena Gomez nominated for... No, she's not. Yeah, I'm so happy for them. This is so well-deserved. And they just... I'm so, so proud. So even though Ariana Grande did not get the flowers that she deserved for her musical career in the Grammys, she's being appreciated in the film industry, which I'm so happy for her. It's peak award season. I don't know when the Oscars are. It's Sunday, March 2nd. So a couple weeks. That's the weekend before my birthday. Guy's birthday, March 6th, 19 years old. Oh my gosh, it's my last year being a teenager. I have been waiting for this birthday since Guts, the album by Olivia Rodrigo, came out, because she has that song Teenage Dream on there where it's like, and I'll blow out the candles, happy birthday to me, got your whole life ahead of you, you're only 19. Ugh, I'm literally, the second it's midnight on my birthday, I am pressing play to that song, because I know this sounds so sad, but I want to cry to that song. Ugh, I love that song so much, and the fact that I'm going to be 19 this year, ugh, that's so crazy. My last year being a teenager, guys, so insane. Like, I don't know about you guys, but I have such good memory about kindergarten. Like, I can vividly remember my first day of school in general, like first day of kindergarten, getting back home. I came home with my, and that might be because there's videos and pictures, so it makes that memory, I can remember more about it. But I came home that day, and my whole family was waiting for me on the front door. My sisters, my mom, my dad. My dad was waiting for me down by the bus stop, which was like the end of my driveway. And I remember getting here with my little name tag that had it was like a pink little name tag because our buses were color coded. So they had like pink bus, red bus, blue bus, yellow bus. I was pink bus, and it had my name on there and had my lunch number and stuff. And I came home and everybody was waiting for me. And it was my sister's like first day of school too. They were obviously in high school. So yeah, they were almost done when I was getting started. And it's so crazy that I'm turning 19 this year. Like, what? I'm like 2 years away from being like an actual like adult. Well, I technically already am an adult, because what the heck, I'm working in an 8-to-5 Monday through Friday. I don't have to pay bills, but still, it's tiring having to work. But it's like, you're like an actual adult. And I was looking at something. I don't remember what it was. I think it might have been the video. How when you turn 21, or I don't know if it was 20 or 21, but I think it was 21. But like when you turn 21, that's like your first year of being an adult. So like you're an adult baby. So in adult years, you're only 1 year old. Like that's like, I don't know if y'all get what I mean, but like, it's like, and then when you're 22, you're 2 years old. When you're 23, 3 years old, you know, in adult years. Cause like, that's when like you're actually an adult. Cause by that time, probably, most likely, hopefully, I don't know if hopefully, but maybe most likely, I will be moved out and I'll be living on my own. So like, that's like actually adult stuff, you know? Like, I gotta start paying bills. I gotta start paying insurance. I can't do that. It's so, ugh. But yeah, for right now, I'm nice and comfy in my home with my parents. Where honestly now I literally just leave in the morning and then come back home at night and go to sleep. Except for weekends. It's Friday tomorrow, guys. Woo. Which is like something I was thinking about earlier when I was showering, how I used to not appreciate weekends or Fridays. One, because I used to work them. So I was never around to lay around and chill on weekends or go do stuff on weekends because I was working. But now that I have weekends off, it feels so rewarding to get to Friday and have weekends off, you know? And yeah, I guess when I was in high school before I worked, it was sort of like that too because, you know, you would go to school and then Friday you'd be like, oh, today's the last day of school. We got weekend and then we come back Monday. But then the second I started working, that went away. But now that I'm back at that schedule where it's like, now I do have weekends, it feels so good to get to Friday knowing you have the weekend off. But then Sunday night comes and you're like, oh, I gotta wake up early tomorrow again to go get the work done. But then you remember about that paycheck and you're like, oh, it's okay. I'll make it through it. I'll get through it. But yeah, I feel like weekends feel so rewarding now because I actually have them off and I get time to chill and I get time to be with family. And if my family gets together, like with my tias and my cousins and everything, I can actually hang out now because I'm not working. Okay. I just thought about something that I think is so freaking major. I'm like so freaking excited. As you may know, I think I mentioned this on the first episode, but if you know me, you know that I love concerts. I love concerts. That's like, if somebody asked me, what's your favorite hobby? I would probably say music, like making music, but top second, like almost fighting for first place, concerts. Last year I probably went to like close to 10 concerts or so, which I know that doesn't sound like a lot, but it was a lot. There was 1 month where I went to a concert every single week. Like I had a ticket for a concert every single week that month, which was not very good on my gas tank in my pocket because of the merch and stuff and the food, but it was so worth it. I love concerts. Anyways, I finally started booking my days for concerts this year and I got tickets. Was it yesterday? I think it was yesterday. Yeah, yesterday I got tickets to go see Biba Doobie. Oh my gosh, I'm so freaking excited. If you do not know who Biba Doobie is, Go listen to her right now because you're doing life wrong if you don't know who Biba Doobie is. But yeah, she was one of my openers for Taylor Swift, but I knew her way before I went to go see Taylor, and which was why I was so much more excited to go see her because I had Gracie Abrams and Biba Doobie as my openers, which was so freaking exciting and I love them so much. And she announced her tour because she goes on tours, but like it's like little bunches of cities that she does, and then she takes a break and then she goes back on. So, but all of these tours she's done, she rarely ever comes to a city near me. Like she's always in like bigger, well-known cities or in the UK because she's British. Well, I don't know if you consider British or... She's from UK, London or something, the UK. But she is either over there or she's when she comes to the US, she comes, but she goes to the more well-known cities. So I never get a chance to see her because I don't want to drive far, far away. But she's coming to Atlanta. Woo! I am so excited. I got my tickets and I'm going with my friend Kinsey Bookins. There's two Kinseys in my life, but if you're listening to it, Kinsey Keenum. I am so excited. She loves Biba Dubi as well. And we got tickets. We're going and we're gonna have so much freaking fun. It is until June, so it's a little far away, but time flies like this, guys. We'll be jamming out to Miss Biba to be live before we know it. So I am so excited for that. And I also have Miss Ash. I have my poster of her right beside me, so I'm like pointing at it right now. I have Miss Ash. I already saw her for her album release show I went to last year. Sorry, I'm like, the sleep is starting to kick in. I saw her last year in September for her first show that she had done in like a year and so or something, and it was her album release show. It was one of the best shows I've ever been to because I was so up close to the front and so amazing. But love her. Get to see her again at her trilogy tour in May. Yeah, in May. So far, two concerts down for this year. I definitely need more. That is not enough. I know that sounds so greedy, but I just love concerts so much, and it's one of my most favorite things. And then Biba Dubi's concert is on a Friday, which is so amazing, which means I literally don't have to worry about, oh, I have work tomorrow or this or that. It's on the weekend. I'm so excited. So if any of my favorite artists want to go on tour, please go on tour, but please come to a city near me. By city near me, I mean literally come to my city where I live, because Billie Eilish has came here before. I did not get to see her that time because my parents did not allow me to go. Still very resentful about that. And it was 2 days after my birthday. Wow, rude. Literally, I was crying in my bed, laying in my bed crying 2 days after my birthday while she was 20 minutes down the street performing with people I knew, friends I knew, literally jamming out. One of my friends, the other Kinsey, she went and she literally barricade front, like she was there right next to her. Luckily, she got some confetti for me, so I have confetti from a concert that I did not go to in a little glass jar in my memory box. But anyways, but yeah, if you're an artist that had, like, please go on tour, but definitely come to Nashville or Atlanta, because those are my concert going places. Specifically Nashville, because I love the vibe in Nashville. It just feels so good going to Nashville and going to a concert, and the vibe there is just great. Atlanta's fine. I go there for concerts pretty often, which is where both of these concerts coming up are going to be at, in Atlanta, but it doesn't feel as safe as Nashville. It definitely feels a little bit more scary. But yeah, last time I went to Atlanta, was it for Conan? It was either Conan Gray or Wasia Project. It was Conan, because Conan was my last concert that I went to. Yeah, it was Conan at the, like, Cadence Bank Amphitheater or something. Yeah, but the Wasia Project one, that's a story in itself, because I went to that concert, and it was the same day that hurricane was going on. I forgot the name of that hurricane. But, and I'm telling you, on the way there, it wasn't too bad. It was raining, but it wasn't bad bat. Sorry, they're like calling me. It was bad rain, but on the way back was when it was like really. Huh? Oh, bye. I'm recording my podcast. Sorry, y'all. My sister's leaving. I'll be right back. I haven't paused like this ever, so I'll be right back. I'm gonna go say bye to her. Okay, we are back. Sorry, it's because my sister was leaving, so I had to go say bye to her. Anyways, I do want to get her on here sometime as a little special guest. But, what was I talking about? Okay, hurricane. Yes, I remember. Yeah, so I went to go see Waja Project. This concert was so special for me, so meaningful, which is why I was not going to miss it for anything. A hurricane was not going to stop me. Even though they were close to canceling it, but luckily the bad stuff pushed away, went away from where we were, where the show was going to be. So they just delayed it for a couple hours, but I had a VIP package for this concert. So I was like, I'm not going to lose this opportunity. But yeah, I got there and I was first in line, baby, for VIP. So it was an amazing night. Besides the fact, I'll get to it in a second, besides the drive back. But, yeah, so I get there, I'm first in line for VIP. They let VIP go in. I am like not even a foot away from Miss Olivia and Will. Like literally so close. And I got to ask them a question and talk with them, and I was like, "What?" And I had already met them before, because when I saw them, I went to go see Leve last year as well. And was it 2023 or 20? No, yeah, it was last year, because I saw Leve in April and I saw Taylor in April, but that was 2020. Okay, anyways, yeah, I saw Leve last year, and Waja Project was her opener. And again, I had already loved them. I love Waja Project so much as well. And I was so excited that they were going to be her opener. And usually at concerts, if it's in Nashville, if it's like a smaller venue, like at the Ryman, I usually stay afterwards, because the artist usually walks out and they usually talk with us and sign stuff. But because this show was, because the show I went to go see Leve at was her birthday show, they secretly snuck her out so that she could go out with her family, you know, and all that stuff, so that they could celebrate. But Olivia and Will, Waja Project, they walked out through the artist exit, and I met them, and I took pictures with them, and we talked, and I told Will how much I love him in Heartstopper. Ugh, amazing. But then, and then they took a picture with like the whole group of us. It was like probably like 12 of us that stayed, and they posted it on their Instagram. They have like a little, you know how on Instagram when you follow like a famous person or somebody, they have like those like message threads that they like send occasionally. They sent it in there. It was so cute. But yeah, and so when I went to go see them, I was like, when they announced their tour and they were coming here, I was like, I am definitely not missing this. I'm getting VIP. So that show, the whole show for the concert and everything, I was literally a foot away from the stage. Like the barricade was literally right by the stage. Like there was no barricade basically. And I enjoyed my night there right in front of Waja Project jamming out. But then the getting out was at night was when the rain really got crazy. So I stepped out, and keep in mind, I go to most of my concerts by myself, because either I really don't know anybody that listens to the kinds of like that likes the music I like. So I'm like, nobody's going to want to go. But then also I just prefer having to go by myself, because it's less of a worry that you have to wait for somebody else to get tickets and then this and that. Anyways, and then I get to make new friends too when I go to concerts. But I gotta get a little bit more comfortable in my bed. But yeah, so I go to most of my concerts. Oh, I just saw myself in the mirror. I go to most of my concerts by myself, and this one at night was when that hurricane stuff was getting pretty bad. So we all got out from the concert, and it was pouring rain, like literally pouring rain. Luckily, I had my rain jacket and an umbrella, and there's like this little awning. So I was just waiting there, and I met some people that go to college. I think they go to Atlanta. I follow them on Instagram, but I forgot. I think they go to college in Atlanta. And these two girls that I met, they're also architecture majors. I was like, wow, I'm an architecture major too. That's crazy. And then they were with this other guy. He wasn't an architecture major. I can't remember what he was. But yeah, and I made some friends there. Amazing. But then having to drive back home, I was like going like literally like what felt like 20 miles an hour because it was windy. It was thunderstorming. It was just, it was flooding. Ugh. I hated it. But at the end of the day, I had an amazing night. Amazing. I had an amazing night. I got to be front and center. I got my tour poster and it's signed. I got my tour laminate, my VIP laminate, and it's signed literally right here beside me. Look at it. It's so cool. You can't see it, but I can see it. So pretty. But yeah. And we got like exclusive merch, a little tote bag. So freaking good. I love them. So I definitely need to get more concerts in line for this year. Yeah. Love concerts. Anyways, let's move on to our favorites of the week. Ooh, okay, so this last episode, I already had a favorite of the week in mind for what I wanted to talk about. But this week, what's my favorite of the week? Let's think here. I'm like scanning my room right now to see if there's anything that pops into my head from my stuff that I have here. Ooh, I have one. My scrubs. I know that's weird, but like they're so comfortable. Like it's almost like it's like I'm wearing pajamas to work. Like they're literally so freaking comfortable. Except I don't like the freaking royal blue color I have to wear on Wednesdays because it makes me look big and I don't like that one. But the black and gray ones, amazing. I like scrubs are amazing. That's one of my favorites of the week. What else? Oh, I just thought of one. So the other day, I was going to go on break on lunch because where I work, we can basically go to lunch whenever we want. We can choose whenever it's an hour, we get an hour lunch and we can basically choose whenever we want. But I was going to go on lunch and my coworker was going to go on lunch too. And I was like, you know, I brought my own lunch. I've been bringing my own lunch. But then she was like, she didn't bring one. I was like, what are you going to get? She was like, oh, I'm going to get this wrap from this place that's so good. It's called Urban. Should I say the name? I kind of want to gatekeep it because it's that good. I'll say it. Urban Cookhouse. So good. I got ahead of myself. Yeah, so she said that she was going to get that wrap. I was like, oh, that sounds pretty good. So I looked up the menu to see what kinds of stuff they have. I got pulled in the trap, guys, because I brought my own lunch, but I ordered out instead and got something to eat. I saved my lunch, though, from that day, and I ate that today. Oh, sorry. Sorry, guys. I might have burped. That's so embarrassing. Anyways, don't ignore that. I can literally cut that out, but I'm not because I'm keeping it real with you guys. You know, I'm keeping it real. It just like came out too. Like it wasn't intentional. Sorry, guys. Anyways, but yeah, I brought lunch that day, but I saved it and I ate it today. But this wrap, oh my gosh, it's called the Cookhouse Wrap. And it has like turkey and it's like a buffalo style chicken in there, But then it also has ham. Like, I'm talking about, like, ham that you would get, like, at Thanksgiving, like, sliced. And they put that in there with, like, and then there's bacon. I know that sounds like a lot, but it's so good. And it doesn't feel like a lot. It's that, and then lettuce, tomato, avocado. It's so freaking good. And it's not huge, so it's really good. It's, like, it's perfect. And I got that with a side of their mac and cheese. Oh, wow. I'm literally thinking about it now, and I'm like, should I get that tomorrow? Should I get that tomorrow? Because it was that freaking good. Like, it was so freaking good. Oh, my computer just turned off. No, it didn't die. Okay, there you go. It was so good. So that's, like, top favorite of the week. I keep thinking about it. I'm like, I want another one of those. So that's another favorite of the week. Let's think of one more favorite of the week. Ooh, I don't know. It's pretty tough. Ooh, Olipop. I talked about this in. Wait, I didn't upload that episode. Ooh, it's a mystery. I think I mentioned it in the first one, but the original first episode I recorded, I talked about Olipop a lot. But that's another favorite of the week. I have been drinking my Olipop. I've been taking an Olipop to work. Not every day, but, like, pretty frequently. And I guess this is a favorite of the past 2 weeks since I started working. But my crisp apple Olipop or my strawberry vanilla Olipop, so delicious. So delicious. I freaking love my Olipop. Also, water. I have been drinking so much water. I take my Stanley with me to work every day, and it's so freaking good. So good. Plus, water's so good for you. So if you don't drink enough water, you definitely need to be drinking more water, guys. It's vital. It is essential. I just thought about something else. I started this new show that I know this. I'm going, like, I'm probably giving you guys whiplash right now. Like, ooh, I just thought it, like, do I have ADHD? What the heck? I said whiplash, and I thought about Whiplash by aespa. Love that song. Go listen to it if you don't know what it is. What was I going to say? Oh, my gosh. Oh, new show. Severance on Apple TV. Oh my gosh. I know people have been talking about it, but I hadn't heard about it really. I had heard people talk about it, but not that much. I don't even know what. Oh, a YouTube video popped up on my YouTube, obviously. And it was this woman that was like, she's an architect that I follow on YouTube, but she makes, like, videos about, like, I guess, like, how do I explain it? It's, like, videos where she, like, designs, like, places to live, or, like, she rates, she gives her architectural input in what she thinks of different places in the world, and how, like, they live, like, their houses are set up, their cities, all this other stuff. But this video was on, like, an office workspace of, like, the typical office workspace, how it's built and this and that. But it was focused on the show Severance, how it's, like, it's in their offices, the typical, you know, cubicles, and everything's bland, this and that. There's, like, the harsh white lighting. But then I watched that video, and I was like, what's this show about? I kind of want to watch it. So I started watching it. I got through the first season in, like, 4 days. Like, I watched the heck out of that show. And I started season 2 thinking that it was fully out, but no, it turns out there's only 3 episodes out right now. But I do want to. Sorry, guys. I need to go to sleep soon. But a new one comes out every Friday, but I'm so freaking upset because I just wanted to binge watch it. So now I'm, like, left on a cliffhanger. I'm like, what the heck? What's going to happen next? But it's such a good show. Like, I go to work now, and because when I get to work, I work in, it's like a clinic, but the clinic, there's multiple clinics, but the one I'm working at currently right now, the one that I'm training in, is in this office building, and I have to go up an elevator to get to the floor where I am at. And every time I get to work and I get in the elevator, it makes the same little dinging sound that that elevator makes in the show. So I'm like, what if I like get in this elevator and like I just forget about my life outside of here, and like I get in here and it's like a different me. Like, I don't know if y'all do that when y'all watch a movie or a show. It's like you feel like you're, after watching it, like you feel like you're in that movie, or like you're a character playing a part in that show or movie. That's how I feel now going into work because of the show Severance, especially since I literally work, it's like an office, like it's the offices, but I'm like in the office room with my little cubicle desk, and yeah, and my computer monitors everything. Anyways, definitely recommend, if you want to watch a show, I definitely recommend you start on Severance. It's pretty, pretty good. It's pretty darn good. You would probably want to wait till the whole season 2 is out if you want to binge watch it, though, and not be like me. What the heck? I'm mad. I hate... this was happening to me when I was watching WandaVision, when that was coming out, how these shows come out. I get it if it's on, like, TV, like cable TV. But if it comes out on the streaming service, I just want the whole thing. Which I kind of get the way, you know, releasing a new episode every week or two episodes every week to keep the viewer attached to the show and keep them, like, you know, have them come back every week, you know, keep those views up. But it's so exhausting starting a show and then having to wait every single week for a new episode. Like, what the heck? Just put the whole thing out at once. I want to binge watch it. But yeah, there's so many, like, new movies and new shows coming out. That new Jurassic Park movie. Ooh, I'm so excited for that. There's a new Fantastic Four movie coming out. There's... What else? I literally just was thinking about a show that's coming out and I forgot about it. I don't remember. But yeah, there's so many, like, new things coming out, and I'm excited for them. I am definitely so excited for Wicked Part 2, or should I say Wicked for Good, which is all the way to November, but I'm excited for that. Oh my gosh, I finally got a... So my fan, or my light and my fan in my room is... It doesn't have, it's not like a, where you pull the little string and then like it turns on the light, or you pull the other one and it turns on the fan. It's a remote control, like it's operated by a remote control, and there's still a flip switch for it, but that's like, if you flip it on and off with the switch, it just basically turns it on to what it was previously used at. So I usually had it with the big light on and the fan on the first setting. So every time I would turn it on, if I wanted the fan, I had to have that light on, which was so annoying because I hate that light. Because I hate like big overhead lightings. I prefer ambient lightings, like my LEDs at a nice color and stuff. But so I would rarely turn it on. So it would, if like right now we have our air on at like a warm setting, like a hot setting, because it's been cold, but recently it's kind of warm outside now, but it's supposed to get cold again. Ugh, I want it to get cold because I don't like the heat, but so it's on, it's kind of warm in my room, so I haven't been able to turn the fan on, but I ordered some batteries on Amazon because it was some weird, like it's like some tiny, it's 23A, like they're freaking small. So, because my controller battery died, so I had to get my remote control thing died. Ugh, what am I saying? So, but now I have my fan on, but now it's cold, so I want to turn that off soon. Anyways, I think that's where I'm going to end it off today, with me talking about my favorites of the week and whatever I was talking about last. Y'all, I need to go get checked out. What if I do have, like, ADHD? Is that? Whoa. ADHD, yeah. it's like I forgot, like my brain just went blank for a second. Like I forgot everything, how to speak. Whoa. Anyways, yeah, so I think that's about it for today. I am gonna probably hop out of here and export this and get it ready so I can upload it for you guys tomorrow, which will be today when you're listening to this. And go pack my lunch and brush my teeth and do my Duolingo. I have like a almost 60-day streak on there because I've been learning Korean and Italian. Yes, I'm learning two languages at the same time, which isn't too bad because I'm getting the hang of it. Korean's not as hard as I thought it was going to be because I already know I'm bilingual. I speak fluent Spanish and English, and Spanish is pretty similar. There's so many similarities in vocabulary and phrases in Spanish and Italian that it's like I understand a lot of it. Korean is a little harder, way harder actually, but I am understanding it and I can write out like the Korean alphabet, and I can, if I see Korean written somewhere, I can like make out the word and pronounce it. Most of it I still can't translate it though, because some translations, it's weird the way stuff translates from Korean to English. But yeah, so I have to go do my Duolingo so I don't lose my streak. I've been loving studying my languages. And yeah, and I'm gonna get ready for bed to start a new day tomorrow, go to work, and have to get some homework done, have some stuff due tomorrow, and have my ambassador class tomorrow. We got a packed day tomorrow, but we're gonna make it through because tomorrow's Friday, we got the weekend. And yeah, I hope you guys have enjoyed listening to this episode, and I hope you guys are enjoying these episodes so far. As I said, I'm having a lot of fun recording these, just getting to chat, even though I talk a lot all day. Getting home and debriefing once a week definitely helps out. Hey, good night, hasta mañana. Sorry guys, I should definitely cut this out, but anyways. Wait, my brain just went blank again. But yeah, I was doing so good filming my outro. What the heck? But yeah, anyways, I hope you guys have a great day, a great night, whatever time you are listening to this. And I hope you guys enjoy this episode. And I will see y'all next Friday for another episode of Spill Those Thoughts. Anyways, thank you for listening. Bye.